Hi, and welcome to Common Denominator, straight up conversations with me, Moshe Popak. Each week I chat with pioneers, innovators, and truly inspirational people to learn the steps they take to turn their ideas into reality. My goal is to empower you to dive in, be bold, and take profound steps toward realizing your own potential. This week's guest is Nate Forrester, a former professional tennis player and the founder of the digital fitness platform NeoU, which seeks to revolutionize the fitness industry by bringing the best of all types of health and wellness concepts and trainers to anyone in the world at any time. So, get ready to level up your home workouts next.
This is Common Denominator, straight up conversations with Moshe Popak. Now, here's Moshe.
Hey, Nate. Welcome to the show.
Moshe, what's up, buddy? I'm happy to be here.
Yes, thank you so much. It's our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about NeoU.
A little bit about NeoU. We are a digital wellness platform for everyone. And I know that sounds so simple, right? It's like a digital wellness platform for everyone. But we actually are. We're extremely affordable. We are $5 a month, $35 a year. We have thousands of classes. We have 40 different brands. We have 30 different modalities. You can find everything that you're looking for on NeoU. And it's a great platform, a great community. And we built it for everybody to be able to use it and afford it.
Tell us a little bit about some of the physical fitness programs on the app.
So what's great about NeoU is we have 30 different modalities. So boot camp, you can go to Pilates, you can do yoga, you can do boxing, spinning. So we have something really great for everyone. And we usually have three or four different options in all of those categories as well. So we do beginner, advanced, lots of different ways to search. And the coolest part is when you sign up for NeoU and you put in your information, you tell us what you're looking to get out of it, right? What are your goals? How much would you like to train? What things do you like? And then we populate your homepage personally to those things. So we're going to show you what content you should be watching.
If I begin today and I sign up on NeoU, what's the best way to find good instructors that work for me?
Yeah, so what's cool is the usability of NeoU. So you're going to get recommended instructors based on when you signed up and the information you put in for your profile. But also, it's so easy to find them because what we've done, kind of like a Netflix, is when you go to a brand or a concept and you click on it, there's a teaser. So it's sort of like that trailer to a movie where you can find a teaser that tells you about the instructor, what things they like. It tells you about the program, about the concept. So you can watch this 2-minute teaser video and you can get all the information you need to see if that's going to be the brand for you.
That's really amazing. So it seems when I was scrolling through, I saw you also, obviously you can have stuff on cycling and Pilates, but then also areas of mindfulness and meditation.
Yeah, look, today it's a really saturated space, right? Digital wellness has become this massive thing through COVID. And for us, again, we saw all these big companies focusing on selling a bike for $2,000 or, you know, a treadmill or a rower or something like that, a mirror. But I said, where's the digital wellness company that's great, that gives us really good content, but is for everyone? And when you think about that for everyone, meditation and positive thinking and just ways to get people going in the right direction can be really easy. And it's about having that available too. It's not just push-ups and sit-ups, it's everything.
Yeah, and also, which was really cool, my wife really liked that you also have healthy recipes. Right.
So yeah, that's something actually. Yeah, that was fun. I one of my favorite parts is the nutrition piece, and we're just getting started there. But people forget it's almost 30% fitness, 70% nutrition. So you really have to get the food right if you're looking for results or looking to make a big change in your life or even a little one. Nutrition is such a huge part of that.
So if I sign up for a nutrition class, is there a step-by-step process to learn how to make meals? Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, so we have some cool stuff. So you can do something with, like, for example, Michael Chernow, and he'll teach you how to make simple food, like cook a steak, sweet potato, different things like that, like easy, strategies on making simple food, because believe it or not, a lot of people don't know how to do that stuff. And then really cool other things that we do is some of the trainers and brands on the platform talk about healthy snacks and different ways you can eat things that are really good, but there's a healthier version. So like peanut butter and jelly, or doing with like rice cake and blueberries and a healthy salad, or a trainer's favorite protein shake. So we're really giving you some options, and we do explain to you what ingredients to use and how to make it.
On the fitness booking platform, MindBody, they had a study that said that in-person studio fitness programs dropped by 85% due to COVID. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so I think any digital wellness company you speak to will say we're seeing increases like crazy. I mean, if the way I define it is, if it would have taken 5 years to kind of get digital wellness to grow as an industry, COVID made it happen in 3 weeks. So you had millions of people forced to work out at home. And so I think you saw growth throughout the whole entire industry and all the competitors. I think the most interesting thing is really how it works today with the brick and mortar businesses that are starting to open up, because it was thought of as like digital was going to eat brick and mortar and it was a competition. But you're actually seeing a cohesive environment now where brick and mortar and digital work together. And most brick and mortar companies have some sort of digital offering or partnership. So it's really starting to come into one bigger wellness industry instead of two separated ones.
Yeah. And I bought for my brother, he just got married. I bought him a Peloton, and I'm seeing from every angle, just as an example, just wondering from your perspective, why it became so popular, the Peloton.
Yeah, I mean, Peloton's great for a lot of reasons. One, first mover in the space, right? In terms of creating a digital brand that means something. I think there was other smaller ones before, but none of those passed the t-shirt test. You didn't want to wear a t-shirt or a hat that had that logo on it. Peloton has created this amazing community. Everybody, wants to wear their Peloton t-shirt or have their Peloton bag. And they've really done a great job in that demographic. And they got, really good timing with COVID, which gave them a huge boost. But the one thing I will say that most people forget about Peloton is they're a talent agency. Their talent on that platform, the instructors they use, who represents the brand, who all these millions of people tune in to work out with, are extremely talented. They're so good. And Peloton's done a tremendous job of that.
Do you think that in-person studio classes, kind of after COVID, will go back to the way things were pre-COVID? Or do you think digital fitness is here to stay?
I mean, that's a really good question. Digital fitness is here to stay, that's for sure. I think most people are trying to understand the percentages. Are 100% of the people that were in a boutique class going to go back to a boutique class again? And I think there's a lot of them that will. Human beings are social butterflies, right? They want to interact. It's a lot about community, but digital has gotten so good and so affordable and also functional. Really important to think about the functionality. You can train when you want on your schedule. Life happens, kids, jobs, travel, all sorts of things. When you can do fitness on your schedule and it's still a really good experience, that's probably going to be a big choice for a lot of people. So I think you're going to see a hybrid coming out of COVID.
That's interesting. So I know you mentioned kind of doing the workout on your own schedule. What are the other kind of benefits working out from home?
Yeah, so a big one is functionality. It's just like, how easy it is, right? Accessible, your own schedule. And that's by far number one. But number two is, a lot of people don't love the environment in boutique classes. Unlike the kind of type A personality that wants to get into a class and compete or have fun or be in that environment, some people aren't really up to that, right? Maybe they aren't self-confident enough, or they feel uncomfortable because fitness isn't a part of their life. They think, they don't know what to do. So being able to do it in the comfort of your own home where no one can see you, but you can still have a really good experience, is a game changer for a lot of people.
Would you say there's any particular classes for you on the whole slew of programs on NeoU that you love and prefer?
Me personally? Yeah. That's a good question. I take my fitness pretty seriously. So it's a big part of my life. And most people are surprised when I say this. My favorite thing on the platform is a brand called Base. One thing that I need to make a lot more time for in my life is recovery. And it's a lot of people. We get so excited about working out, but then as soon as we're done, we go back to work or we go to the next thing. But stretching and recovering and mobility is really important. And so Base, Blake is the instructor there. She's incredible, but it helps me move better as a human. So that's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, I love that about the recovery. Most people, correct, like you said, that do not think about the recovery. That's super important, especially as you make it a habit and a ritual through your life. You have to budget the time and the mindset for that recovery. So
absolutely,
that's definitely. And I also know that you also have a very diverse background. First, I want to talk about the 15. You were the owner globally, of 15 CrossFit locations. Tell us about that experience.
Great experience. I love the CrossFit brand. It means a lot to me personally, just because after I retired from tennis, from the tour, I miss competing. I love working out, and CrossFit just hit home for me. And because we were so early on in that, my business partner at the time was one of the first CrossFit owners in South Florida. And this was years ago, before really anyone knew what CrossFit was. And when I fell in love with it, he really came to me and said, "Hey, I think there's, let's do some work together." And I thought, I agreed with him. There was a bigger business here. And so we became big affiliate owners and supporters. We worked closely with HQ. We worked a lot with Reebok. We loved it. Tremendous brands. I can tell you, I've met some of the coolest people in the world through CrossFit and doing that. And I still do CrossFit today. It's a very similar way that I train. So it definitely changed my life.
And you mentioned before about, I guess you played professionally tennis, right? I mean, that's a lot of discipline there.
Yeah, I probably didn't have enough discipline, so that was the problem. That's why that's why Roger Federer is on TV and not me. As a kid, I started playing when I was about 13, so I started late. But my dad got me going, and then I fell in love with it. I was pretty good as a junior, but I got better later on. But decided to make the jump and move to Florida and try to be full-time with tennis, and then played on the tour and did that stuff, but wasn't good enough to make it full-time to kind of do it as a living. But I, again, learned a lot there. And you learn a lot when you have to win matches to pay for dinner and pay for a place to sleep. So I wouldn't trade that experience back for anything.
Yeah, probably a lot of sacrifice along the way, because I'm thinking 13, going through your teenage years, all of that kind of, your friends are going out and you got to go train, right? And all that kind of personal accountability.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, I probably could have done a little bit of a better job with that. Hence what I did after my career, after the CrossFit affiliate stuff. But I think, for anybody that can compete in a sport for a living, whether you're doing it at 400 in the world or at number one in the world, the opportunity to do that, to do something you love, and especially a sport where you can kind of use your coordination, your skills, is a rare opportunity, whether you do it for 2-3 years or for 20 years. So definitely for anyone listening, take advantage of that, because it's a cool thing that most people don't get.
And I do know also that you had some experience opening and managing nightclubs Bed and Deck 23. I think Bed was in Miami, if that's correct, right?
Yeah, both in Miami.
Both in Miami,
I was a South Beach guy for like 10 years. So, still have a ton of friends there and love Miami. So that was kind of how it all played out. It was like professional tennis, then nightclubs, then CrossFit. So right before, the nightclubs was an easy transition for me. When I was playing on the tour and had some other friends that were professional athletes, we spent a lot of time in Miami and we loved going out, having a good time. Miami's a great place to do that. And I think for us, we just thought the customer service at nightclubs at the time wasn't amazing. We thought people could be treated better. You could create a better experience for the consumer. And so we opened our first one, Deck 23, and did pretty well there. And then I partnered with some really cool friends and smart people at Bed, and we had a lot of fun with that one too. I probably had too much fun, but it was definitely enjoyable.
Yeah, I always think about music as my passion, and I think of, we are social beings, kind of what you were saying before. And if you probably close your eyes and go back to the memories of the dance floor, when the music's going and the connection, that people feel. There's no divisiveness. It's just everybody's going to the beat. And I think we need more of that energy.
You know? Yeah, I mean, how many times in your life can you say that you did something and you experienced it where nothing else mattered, where you were in this flow, right? This state where there was no stress. You know, you weren't tired. You weren't thinking negatively or positively. It wasn't even a thought process. It was this flow that you were in where it was with the music and it was the vibe and you were kind of just doing it. And that's what nightclubs on South Beach were for so many years. And the experience that I had and what made me fall in love with it. But we really, you know, I think created some of those moments. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have now, because that's my neck of the woods, Miami Beach, right? So I guess one of the highest grossing clubs, Club Live, right? And by the Fountain Blue. And people love the music and really enjoy it. It's really a great, great spot that they built out there.
Absolutely. I think tremendous nightclub. Dave Grutman is the founder and kind of started that. He's a genius when it comes to that stuff. They have created an incredible experience.
For sure. So with all this diverse background, what advice would you give to a person looking to start their own business?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a couple of things. I've obviously been through a lot and I'm still learning and still going through it today for sure. But the first biggest piece would be patience. That's the one thing that I keep learning and I struggled with for a very long time and probably still continue to struggle with. But you have to show patience. Great things don't happen overnight. It takes hard work, dedication. You're going to fall down. You're going to get back up. You're going to fall down again. You're going to get back up. So having the patience and the resilience to kind of stay in the game, stay in the fight, because I think most entrepreneurs, they fizzle out or they just get beat up and they don't get back up. You have to stay patient and be resilient, and good things will come if you stay in the game.
Yeah, I love that. And I think about the idea of patience, right? Not just in your business life, but patience holistically in all parts of life. The time will come. Just be patient and sit in gratitude, right? For the good things that you do have.
Yeah. And if you put all right, that was just what I was going to say. If you put it all together, if you're not happy, if you're not enjoying it when you do everything the way you want to and it's still not working, you probably have to rethink the setup, because it's your life and you have one shot at it, and you can be patient and you can be positive and you can do all those things. But if you're not happy, then it's not working. And remember, you can set that up. You're in control of that.
What would you say, you know, someone that wants to start, where it's going to last, kind of like not a New Year's resolution, and it's going to stick and last, kind of a few fitness tips that you would give to the audience?
Yeah. And you know what, why you see the ones that don't last is because most people pick something to do for a reason. You're getting married, you're going on vacation, you're going to a wedding or an event, and you want to look good, feel good. But what I would say is, in life in general, you want to look good, you want to feel good all the time. If you're happy with yourself physically and mentally, it helps with everything, with your personal life, with your corporate life. It's all there. So tips for that are, be realistic. You're probably not going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, you're probably not going to look like Adriana Lima. Be realistic about the goals and set them. But if you keep them real, you can achieve them, and then you can keep going. So remember, it's not just fitness. It's fitness and nutrition. Always try to do it together. If you eat good and you find some time for fitness, it works a lot better. But just keep it real.
Well, I appreciate your time, Nate. It's really been a pleasure. How could the audience find out more about you?
So check out neoufitness.com. So neoufitness.com. We're really excited to kind of get this out to everyone. We're available on iOS, Android, Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, anywhere you go, you can find NeoU. But check us out in the App Store as well. And I can promise you, you will not be disappointed.
Thank you so much, Nate. Really a pleasure. All the best.
Thank you. Really, really appreciate it. Enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to the Common Denominator podcast. Join us next week for another inspiring, impactful, and empowering conversation. To learn more about Moshe, head to moshepopak.com. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it. And we'd be grateful if you could rate, review, and subscribe to the show.